It doesn't actually exist anymore, bureaucratically speaking, because the official name was dropped. But the old Route 66, aka the Main Street of America, stretching 2,400 miles across 8 U.S. states from Chicago to Santa Monica, is turning 100. And it's still one of the most famous roads in the world. One historian calls it both a place and an idea about freedom, democratic participation, and an imaginary home. So what can Route 66 tell us about ourselves? Harry Brunius writes about that today. It's one of our top stories at the Christian Science Monitor and part of a larger reporting project that we're doing this summer, by the way, around the 250th anniversary of the Declaration of Independence. Good morning from Boston. It's Thursday, April 30th. This is the Monitor Daily Podcast. I'm Matthew Bell. First, news briefs from our writers around the world. Many of these are developing stories. Find the latest updates at csmonitor.com/newsbriefs or on our app. A unanimous Supreme Court backed an anti-abortion center in a First Amendment case. New Jersey's attorney general had subpoenaed First Choice Women's Resource Centers for a list of its anonymous donors, or face liability for being in contempt of court. The religious nonprofit, which offers advice about pregnancy, argued that the state's demand would have a chilling effect on donations. In a 9-0 decision, cheered by the American Civil Liberties Union and anti-abortion groups, the court allowed First Choice to challenge the subpoena in federal court without having to wait to first be held in contempt. Justice Neil Gorsuch wrote that the subpoena burdened First Choice's associational rights. 10 European countries have agreed to form a joint naval force to deter Russia. The plan, announced Wednesday by the head of Britain's Royal Navy, is to create a multinational maritime group as a complement to NATO. It does not include the United States, which has been urging Europe to take more responsibility for its own defense. The Northern Navies Initiative includes the Netherlands, Baltic states, and Nordic countries. Its participants are members of the Joint Expeditionary Force Coalition that was formed in 2014 to protect Northern Europe. The Northern Navies Initiative comes after Britain revealed recent Russian submarine activity around submerged telecoms cables and pipelines near UK waters. And Moscow is paring back its annual Victory Day parade. The most important holiday on the Russian calendar is the May 9th anniversary of the Soviet Union's victory over Nazi Germany. It's typically celebrated in superpower style with a massive parade across Red Square, featuring tanks, troops, and missiles. This year, in a sharp break from that tradition, the event will be greatly scaled down and will display no military hardware at all. The Kremlin says the current operational situation is the reason for excluding armored vehicles and young cadets, apparently to avoid offering a tempting target for the long-range Ukrainian drone strikes that have become more frequent and effective. Now, today's Monitor stories. As always, you can go to csmonitor.com or our app for the latest news. In a major voting rights case, the Supreme Court struck down Louisiana's congressional map, calling it an unconstitutional, race-based gerrymander. This continues a decade-long trend of the High Court reinterpreting the 1965 Voting Rights Act. Henry Gass reports for the Monitor. Route 66 traces the tale of a century of American life. Pioneers, immigrants, economic booms and busts, lore and legends. The Monitor will be exploring the historic highway and the people and places that are still telling our shared story today. Harry Brunius reports from Chicago for the Monitor. For years, the business-friendly United Arab Emirates had sought regional normalization. Now, after being targeted by Iran, it is pushing the United States to demand greater concessions from Tehran and is pressing its neighbors to cooperate militarily. Taylor Luck reports from Amman, Jordan for The Monitor. The Iran war has brought jolting change to the climate policy debate. In many countries, there's a revived interest in greener energy, and it may well be here to stay. Ned Temko writes from London for The Monitor. A U.S. law from 1973 sets a 60-day limit for military operations that have not been approved by Congress. The Iran conflict is hitting that deadline. It's the latest test of how Congress and the president view the war and their respective powers. Caitlin Babcock reports from Washington for The Monitor. April in Boston is known for daffodils, the Boston Marathon, and the Back Bay's blooming magnolia trees. It was one woman's vision for planting magnolias in the 1960s that transformed the neighborhood into the spring stunner that it is today. Kendra Nordine Beato reports from Boston for The Monitor. Now, commentary from The Monitor's editorial board on writing a free oil market. Here it is in full. By many accounts, these are the days of resource nationalism. China tries to control exports of its rare earth minerals. The United States restricts certain exports of advanced computer chips. Even a few West African countries that dominate cocoa production often collude to control prices for the world's chocolate makers. Yet, history teaches that a zero-sum mentality of resource manipulation or price-fixing among rivals often ends up pushing consumers to find creative ways to adjust. Cartels or monopolies then crack apart. The natural state of free competition in a market returns, and the notion that one can only get ahead if somebody else loses starts to recede. A good example of how mercantilism can melt away could be happening now. On Tuesday, one of the world's top oil producers, the United Arab Emirates, announced it is quitting OPEC, along with the cartel's stringent quota system among member states to rig global petroleum prices. The UAE, which produces about 12% of OPEC's oil, said it would now align its prime export with demand and market conditions. The Gulf Arab nation has other reasons to exit. A fellow OPEC member, Iran, has bombed the UAE more than it has Israel during the recent war. Saudi Arabia, the cartel's strongest member, differs with the neighboring UAE on many geopolitical issues. And the UAE wants to align more closely with nations that practice market fundamentals in anticipation of the end of the fossil fuel era. And it seeks to quickly monetize its current oil deposits, free of quotas. Oil, no matter how much we defend it, it's in decline mode, UAE Energy Minister Suhail Al-Mazrui said publicly in 2022. To assume oil is going to be there forever is wishful thinking. Most of all, oil-consuming nations have adjusted since OPEC's oil embargo of 1973 and its price-fixing ever since. In particular, the U.S. shale oil revolution has eroded the cartel's clout. At its peak, OPEC had 16 members and controlled most of the world's proven oil reserves. As some of its smallest producing members have quit, and now that oil giant UAE is leaving, its market share will be less than 50%. It will be left with only 11 members. Further defections are now widely anticipated. As Robert Frost poetically opined, something there is that doesn't love a wall. One of history's most powerful cartels might finally be discovering that it cannot put up barriers to market freedom and creative ideas in energy uses. Material resources may be finite, but not the resources available to human thinking. The stories you just heard are from today's newsletter. Find these stories and more at csmonitor.com or on our app. For more Monitor podcasts, go to csmonitor.com/podcasts. For other audio offerings from our parent organization, go to christianscience.com/audio. Today's Christian Science Spiritual Perspective contributor shares how choosing how we think determines our experiences, and choosing to follow God will always bring peace and healing. Find the full column at csmonitor.com/csperspective. Thanks to today's audio production team, Mackenzie Farkas and Tim Malone. I'm Matthew Bell. Thank you for listening.
This podcast is produced by the Christian Science Monitor in Boston, Massachusetts, United States of America. Copyright 2026.